Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Theme of our convention. I want to talk to you on sons of the kingdom, or children of the kingdom. We are going to read from the book of Matthew chapter 13 and then verse 24. To verse 30. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24-30. Can we bow our hearts? Father, we thank you as we prepare for your word. We pray that Jesus will be revealed unto us, that we understand the arrangement that you have for us. We thank you for hearing our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So Matthew 13:24-30, our subject is children of the kingdom. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field."
Now I say, Abaka sent me all kind, and he said, "When you go on here, it is our papa beer, or dear, dear, but papa, I want to say so."
But whilst men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Namra, any pama die, no, or bonifone babe, dear, a diabafo flower, a yonum, now cornifie.
But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?" He said to them, "An enemy has done this." The servant said to him, "Do you want us then to go and gather them up?" But he said, "No, lest whilst you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers." "First, gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." May the Lord add his blessing, his light, his anointing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
We have been extracting some kingdom truths from the seven parables of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 13. So in Matthew chapter 13, you'll find seven parables of the kingdom. Jesus spoke about 57 parables or so. Seven of them can be found together in Matthew chapter 13. There is a reason why he brought these seven parables together. The reason is so that we will have beautiful outcomes in our lives.
Hallelujah.
This reason can be found in verse 51 and 52. Jesus said these words after he had spoken all seven parables to them. The Bible says, Jesus said to them, "Have you understood all these?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he said to them, Therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven.
And it was say, what chechie ni biara, eman in chechie ni na sa asemi ayade fa hini ehu.
It's like a householder who brings out, underline brings out.
Wasi otise ofiere biya, woyi adie adie bi epie.
He brings, he has some outcomes. He brings out of his treasure things new and old. Jesus was saying something important here. That one sign that you have received the seven parables of the kingdom is that you are going to bring out of your treasure new things and old things.
Now I say, ni abe ma yangu se sa abakwa sa mensuin wati asya ni se. Eni ome bebe fi umwa ba. Gya ya fufrona ya dada ni na abe fi umwe pie.
If you are not able to bring out of your treasure new things and old things, then perhaps you have not subjected yourself to the kingdom truths that he was teaching in those seven parables of the kingdom.
So when to me and you know my pa, and then you're my bonnie and then you're my full friend, you're my dad, and then you won't be dear. And then I'll go some and soon, and then Christ will come on my church, but to do me and son. Now we not here.
Can you imagine somebody who is bringing out new things and old things, that the person becomes dynamic?
Nasa obi to me emma nyoma fufrani nyoma dada pie ni mudia ene na nipa kono to me danda nyama wa yesronko.
The person has beautiful outcomes
nipa no wa wie ya pa,
because he brings out those beautiful things.
Ensansa wa desano nyoma pa ni fini mu ne pie.
He becomes a multifaceted person.
Oya wa bia wo to me ya bibi bia bi.
Because here he is bringing out new and then bringing out old. So you cannot put him in one class. Because he is prolific everywhere. Not just that, but he is also transgenerational. Isn't it beautiful for you to be transgenerational in your life? Because the things that you bring out, it belongs to a new generation, and then you bring out some things that also belongs to an old generation. You feed everybody.
Hallelujah. She said, "No man feel move. No, I want to aso abe fufu froye abe. Omunya humfaso. Wamuso awada awahada danu sunya umunfaso."
How can you be a person like that?
Ebe yadena wa yenipa otisa.
How can you have beautiful outcomes in your life?
Ebe yadena wa nyeriye ya papa wa wabra bom.
It is only the kingdom system that guarantees it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the kingdom truth that Jesus Christ brought that guarantees that you can bring out new things and old things, be multifaceted, be dynamic, yeah, be very practical, yeah, be transgenerational, yeah, be relevant to the new, yeah, be relevant to the old, yeah, be beautiful and be relevant every, yeah, time.
Hallelujah. Just a winner, him and Antetil Kuto, and I will be your nipper be a no man few move by Nayanga, a dada foina home for so, a befu foina home for so, and I want to a swa dear, and I dear be out to Musa Wood to me than it animal, and I dear Wood to Musa Wood to me the Wosaya Mania ye, just a winner, him and Ukraine Kuto, and I a nipper
what is important to Jesus,
I dear Yama Yasuno,
is that you become instructed in the kingdom of God. No matter who you are, he describes a scribe. A scribe is somebody who is so knowledgeable that he is producing books. The Bible says that although you may be that type who is very knowledgeable, yet you have to humble yourself enough to sit down and be instructed in the kingdom of God so that you become that dynamic.
Hallelujah.
And that transgenerational.
Hallelujah.
And that multifaceted.
Now I say, eh bia na wuni mode, wo yo bia wuni ma wo trotro homa, nanso se wo pese wuni ahini anuma kwanja dia, e de wo se wutumi tena se na wanyankopon church ahini anuma nyoma, ama wetumi ayo bia dia wo wo na awototo so benya ho faso, wo be yo bia wo betumi adane dane nyoma, afofro benya ho faso, adada faso benya ho faso.
In this parable of Jesus, we are going to extract three things.
Na wo yeso abakwa semi, ye ba benya nyoma miansa wo.
We are going to learn about Jesus's geographical dominion.
And
then number two, we are going to learn about the enemies of the kingdom arrangement. And number three, we will learn about our relationship with the enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is the world. So I came to encourage you.
And I'm about to show crying.
Don't be in the habit of limiting the dominion of Jesus. Don't limit him to the heavenly kingdom. Neither should you limit him to the church. I want to release you. I want to release you. You may be steeped in the old like a scribe. But if you are instructed in the kingdom truths, believe me, you are going to break loose on every side. And wherever you step, Jesus is going to rule in that place.
Hallelujah.
Until we can say he must reign. Until the last enemy, he comes to do it. By sounding the trump of God. Let's briefly talk about the enemies of the kingdom system. The kingdom has got two enemies. The kingdom arrangement has got two enemies. It's just like you can break God's kingdom into heavenly kingdom and earthly kingdom. We have got the ceremonial enemy, who is Satan, who came and sowed the tares in the world, in the field. Afterwards, he left. Yes. You need to understand this, because if you don't, you always be running after the Satan. Because the devil, he smells. He smells. Yes. So when he visits a place, 1,000 years after, you hear the smell there. If you don't take care, you think he's still around. Ladies and gentlemen, he is somewhere. Because he's so deceptive. He makes you get the idea that he's still around. But he sold it and left. So that the people of God will be confused. What did he leave? What he left are the operational enemies of the kingdom system. It is called religion. When Jesus sold the sons of the kingdom in the world, the devil came and sold a material that is very similar to sons of the kingdom. They are religious sons. They resemble the sons of the kingdom so much that you cannot differentiate it until they have grown. In fact, the servants recognize it, that this is different from the wheat that you sowed. The sons, the religious sons, they are different from the kingdom sons. They recognize it. Did you not sow good seeds? Why does it have this kind of thing? And then Jesus said that, leave it alone. They wanted to go and uproot it. He said, leave it alone. Don't touch it. He said, let them grow together. Because if you attempt to uproot the religious thing, you are going to offend the kingdom people. Also. Not remove religion or remove the humans. Yes. I told you in the beginning that after sowing the word, they are now sowing human beings. God loves every human being, whether it's wheat or tares. But he doesn't love the system
that the test the religious people are living by. He fights against it, but not the people.
Na eye onipa adwene ntisiseye no eno no nyankopon pe enye wonipa nankasa.
So please understand Jesus.
Ano ti Jesu asem no na ti ase.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
He was saying to the servants, in other words, that look, these people, these two people, let them grow, because when they are young, you make mistake. But when they are grown, then you can clearly see, this is wheat, this is tare. Then you can clearly see, this is a son of the kingdom. And then you can see, this is a religious son.
Well, see, John, we know many essence of our mususa. Ebe ya dinsa ube hune musu nsunye. Nemo su omu njini ya. Enye ube tumye hupe fese weye wa nyankupa anginye muma. Weye wa nipa jirene nsiseye musuma.
I came to tell you something.
Nipabe kan bibi chireo.
That you see, in this life,
weye wa siya ye womu.
It is very difficult when people are young in the Christian life for you to see whether they are kingdom sons or they are religious sons.
Aya de pa ye wiase e wo mu se nipa hyase se wo mu sum nyame wo nyame mu a ebe ya de se wo be ka se wei wei a wo nya ne nyame fra fufure wo ye onyankopon hene mu ba ana onipa dwene mu ntiase ma.
Some people are so nice until they mature in the Christian life.
Ebi mo ho a oh omo be bia de din ko se se wo be nyine wo nyame emu.
There you see character.
Eho na wo be hu suban.
Actually, you cannot know. Let me put it this way. You make a mistake if you rush to try and differentiate between kingdom sons and religious sons when they have not matured. Some people are very nice believers until they mature. They mature small. God gives them something. Then you see some fruit coming out. And that fruit is what must tell you, this one is religious. This one belongs to the kingdom. I will show you the fruit before we leave here.
Now I say, Ebu Aha, se enipa ma nyame mu fofra ebe ya dene se obenya osusunu edem na emom se nipa nnyini kakra bi ana nyoma pebi sha se se ba na bra bom kakra bi a eho na na obehu se wei ofi ahinie numa na se ofi nipa dwene mu tetee mu.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Please disabuse your mind. The text is not talking about unbelievers. Unbelievers, they don't look like us.
But if you want dwene mu se enwura na obedua we yonum no eye anye nifo omo nseye nkra. Okay.
The difference between the wheat and the tares, the kingdom sons and the religious sons, is not in their blessing. No, they all grow together.
I
mean, the kingdom son will have, yes, example, hypothetical, 50 buildings. The religious son too will have 50 buildings. They all grow together.
Na ebetumi abase nia ofi ahien benya edan aduonum nia owo nipa dwentetiam so benya edan aduonum omu nyina enyine bom.
It's not in their mode of worship.
Eya kwanya omu fa susum.
Because then you make a mistake.
Na sa wo hwekwanya omu fa susum de ana obeyan fomso.
The difference is in their character when they are grown.
Na wo be hun susum ya wo musu ban musu omu nyia.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to ask yourself, am I a kingdom son or am I a religious son? It's important for you to get this. The character is the basis of knowing whether you are a kingdom son or you are a religious son. It's not miracles. It's not anointing.
Okay.
It's character.
Okay.
It's the fruit.
Okay.
And the maturity. How you posture yourself. How you relate with people. How the weed relates with the tares. How you relate with your subordinate. It shows.
Na wo se sa asemi enipa na bomu anyini awia no omu nyina nyo djapade abomu anyini omu nyina du pampansuo bi no omu suban na bama wacha nya ngosra enye ensantrani a woni anutumye na mo suban na woda na di sadia woni na ne fafo nante sadio no omu omu sha na simple nante ne kasa ni ade na bechre so ya hini mu ba na nipa madwunu mu ntiasia ma.
Tell the person sitting by you, careful.
Na kacha de otu nchense hwe ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Jesus said, I let them alone. Let them receive the same rain from heaven. Let them receive the same word in church. Let them all grow. Their character will show one day. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When they are grown. Those of you who are grown, ask yourself, what is my character like? Not what is my passion like? Not what is my zeal like? Not what is my miracle life like? Not what is my power like? What is my character like?
Na ya no ma yenyini yemisa yaho anase yesuba ntisai enyasa yaho sratisai anada esuba na waya so anada na waya nemu yesuba ntisai wo yenyini.
Because God is going to shake religion. The Bible says that we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Because of that, let us have grace. Because religion is about self-effort. But grace is the most important element of the kingdom system. That is why Jesus came from the heavenly kingdom above, full of grace and revelation. Very quickly, let me show you some characteristics of sons of the kingdom. Number one, they accept where they are sown. They accept where they are sown and they make use of God's word to grow wherever they find themselves. And that's very humbling, you know. Humility is accepting to be where God has placed you. Number two characteristic of the sons of the kingdom is that they allow others to be blessed around them. They don't push the test. Go away. Don't grow. They allow everybody to be blessed. Because they understand that the field is the world. And no matter who it is, poverty must run away from the world. No matter the motive of people, they must preach the word all the same. Let us stop fighting people we should not fight. He set up a church and so what? Is he not preaching? People not getting born again there? Jesus said, leave them alone. There's no time for you to judge their motives and to judge maybe the reason why they sever themselves and to judge maybe why they are doing a particular thing that they say that they have been led to do. Don't oppose them. Leave them. Let them be blessed. Let their numbers grow. Why not? Allow others to be blessed around you. Humility is allowing other people to be blessed around you. Please write it down. Don't ever be blessed alone. Write it down. Don't ever be anointed alone. Write it down. Don't ever be rich alone. Write it down. Don't ever be righteous alone.
Allow
others.
Hallelujah.
Number three is that sons of the kingdom, they are teachable. They accept the kingdom word. That's why Jesus Christ described is a son of the kingdom. He was an expert. The scribes were experts in the Old Testament. They were producers of the Old Testament. They knew the Old Testament. But Jesus said that a scribe must be instructed, taught the kingdom. So that what? So that he becomes dynamic, practical, multifaceted, transgenerational in this field or
world.
I want to advise you, be teachable. Humility is being teachable. And when you grow and you become matured, are you teachable? The religious sons, they are not teachable. So Jesus said to the sons of the kingdom, leave them alone. Don't try to correct them. Leave them. Number four. Sons of the kingdom are multifaceted, transgenerational believers with solutions for the world.
Old solutions.
They come out with new solutions. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There are others. They are like the sun, S-U-N. That's Matthew 13:43. And I'm bringing my message to an end. They function like light. They give you kingdom understanding and mentality. Because they have been instructed in the kingdom of God. Wherever they go, they bring kingdom light or development to their community. Because they know that the kingdom is the world. Number six, they accept responsibility for what they didn't do. You remember the servants of Jesus who came complaining about the tares being sold? They wanted to take the tares out. Jesus said, leave them alone. In other words, don't take them out. Can you imagine they go into the garden to go and attend to the things? They attend to both the wheat and the tares.
Now, one more qua. So, one more fertilizer. One more uranibi. One more uranibi.
Because Jesus said, let them all grow together. They didn't cause that thing. But they took responsibility. Ladies and gentlemen, the height of humility is taking responsibility for what you didn't cause. You are not the cause. You don't point finger and say that it's the pastor, it's the president, it's mankind who are the sinners. No, you take responsibility as if you cause the sin and you solve it. Final kingdom characteristic of the sons of the kingdom. They are righteous. Matthew 13:43. Then shall the righteous shine as the light, as the sun in the kingdom of their father.
Wo se ahene ne man wo mo te se kanea trene kanea wo se wo mo be shren wo trene mu wo mo eja no
je. They walk in righteousness.
O mo nante wo trene mu.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Look at the life of anybody who speaks to you the word of God.
She abrabo bi a obi a o ka nyame asem de kire obo.
Look at the character of anybody who speaks to you the word of God.
Obi bi a o ka wo nyakopo asem a kire obi a hwe ni suban se de.
I don't care how anointed they are.
Emfa ho sra dodo a wo no.
I don't care how much knowledge of the word of God they have. If their character is not good, ladies and gentlemen, you have to watch them carefully. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Are you here with me?
And
are you blessed in your life?
Yes.
I came to tell you today that God is about to manifest his sons. Oh yes. Ladies and gentlemen, God is going to bring things out, beautiful outcomes.
Hallelujah.
I will tell you as I sit down. The most beautiful outcome we can ever pray for is a manifestation. Is the manifestation of the sons of God. They are the matured sons with the fruit, 12 fruit of the kingdom. That's God's beautiful outcome. I know yours is cars. Buildings. Marriage. They are all beautiful outcomes. But I came to draw your attention to something God is about doing. To judge the mountains of
Esau.
So that those things that are clouding the wheat, the sons of the kingdom from operating. It's
some
man who will take it away. God will take it away. So that the sons of the kingdom will be manifest. Beautiful outcome.
You came from heaven to earth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.